This is the Monolith Money Show podcast with Jeff Mitchell and Camille Butterfield of Monolith Financial Group. If you have questions about anything you hear on the podcast, go to their website at monolithfinancial.com. Today, I just have Camille in the studio with me. Hello, Camille.
Hello, hello. I'm very excited. So it's always a really fun opportunity when it's just you and me, Luann. You know, definitely kind of a different flow sometimes when it's just two girls talking. So I'm excited today because we are going to get into, you know, a lot of what does it look like when you come in to see us? What can we expect? You know, the experience and how is that going to make you feel in and throughout retirement? And we're also going to sprinkle in some other stuff. But, you know, with everything that's been going on, we know so many of you have questions about the market, how your portfolio is doing, what you could do better. So today you're going to hear a lot about our Monolith Money Map and how it could help you get some of those answers. We're probably going to answer some of your questions on the show today. But remember, a lot of this is best served for you if you reach out to us and call us one-on-one, because now we're talking about your personal situation. So give us a call at any time. Our phone number is 916-884-2584. And you can, of course, find us online at any time. We have so many great references there for you, little booklets you can download to find out more. Our website is monolithfinancial.com. And one more time, that phone number is 916-884-2584. And you can text the word visit and you'll get a link directly to our calendar. So if you want that 15-minute retirement ready phone call to talk about your concerns or questions, we'll be able to set something up right then and there and get going on your plan.
All right. So, Camille, I want you and everybody listening, think about a time when you were startled. Something just happened that made you freeze in your tracks. It was a terrible feeling and you were scared because you just couldn't move. And we call that the deer in the headlights syndrome. Now, for me, I think it was when I was a kid and literally playing like outside Ghost in the Graveyard or something like that, you know, when I was getting caught. You know, that's what that takes me to. But I don't know about you, Camille. What do you think of?
I am famous for just being easily startled. So one of my favorite memories of like how he painted the picture of how ridiculous it is and how easy it is to sometimes startle or scare me is I remember as a kid in high school, I'm getting ready in our bathroom. We had this long hallway and I remember like hearing footsteps and I peek out, I see that my brother's coming down the hall and I'm continuing to get ready to go to school. And then all of a sudden he comes around the corner and he's like, hey, and you know, not trying to scare me, but I was so wrapped up and immersed in my own little like world forgetting that I just like popped up and he's like, what the heck? And it's something that can happen all the time. Like I just easily get startled. So that is a feeling I am very, very knowledgeable about.
Yeah. That's funny. Yeah, that's true. You're like, you just saw me. Why are you so scared?
Yeah. And it's crazy. It's just because like all of a sudden your attention goes somewhere else, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then you end up screaming. Well, okay. So we're going to kind of call this analysis paralysis. And I want you to talk about that, how that impacts people who need to make decisions about retirement and they're not doing it.
So this happens a lot, and not even just going into retirement. I think it does happen more often going into retirement because for so many people, it is a huge change. And one of the things we as humans don't care for too often is change because it can be scary. And it can be hard because a lot of times we're forced to do something differently. And that's a lot of times why it's also sometimes referred to as this growth zone. You could potentially encounter distress, discomfort, old stories could pop up. And so a lot of times that unknown, we don't like to walk into it. Well, when you're going through these changes or you're entering into retirement, a lot of us have never done this before, right? So it is unknown. You know, it's kind of that analogy you say, you know, okay, you're walking into this black tunnel and you need to be able to see the light at the end. You know, you need to know how you're going to get out or get through. And what we found is most of the people who are nervous about going into retirement or uncertain about making certain decisions is because maybe they haven't started planning themselves. But that's why we here at Monolith Financial Group, we believe in getting to know you very well in that first visit, second visit. We want to know what's your vision for retirement so that we can help you with the building blocks to create that retirement of your dreams, not ours, but yours. And so a lot of the times what we're going to spend a good portion of our conversations with you is we're going to be not only showing you what all your numbers mean in the long scheme of it to keep you in retirement, but also we're going to go over why you have that as part of your plan. You know, we're going to spend a lot of time clarifying things, giving you some education. And then at the end of the day, it's always your plan. So you're still going to have control on that. And I think that's really important for so many people preparing it or going through retirement is to understand what they're doing and why they're doing and how it's going to impact their retirement.
Okay, very good. So that is one thing that you and your office do. You reach out to retirees. People come in and meet with you guys. Tell us how that's like. You know, we often say on our radio show, hey, give us a call and come in and see us. Talk about what our radio listeners can expect when they do come in to meet with you and your dad, Jeff, and the team. Tell us what that's about.
Yeah. So when you come into our office, you'll walk through a little hallway. Our door is actually on the left-hand side. You'll walk in, you'll be greeted by two of our wonderful staff members. They're going to ask you, you know, do you want coffee, water, tea, sodas? You know, we make sure we have anything. We even have hot chocolate and apple cider if you want. We actually have a client's father that loves to get hot chocolate whenever he comes in. It's his little treat. So it's so fun. And, you know, they're going to chit chat with you for a little bit and then we'll take you into our conference room and we're just going to have a conversation. So we're going to find out, you know, what brought you in today? What are your main concerns? What does your retirement vision look like? We're not even going to ask for statements. We're not going to really start looking at the numbers because it's more about understanding who you are and what you want in retirement. And that's really the fundamental starting point of our very first visit. So if you haven't gotten started yet on your retirement plan, or you've already started, but you go, maybe I want a second opinion. We would love to sit down with you. So I'm going to ask you this. How could 40 minutes potentially change the next 40 years of your life, right? It's only 40 minutes to come in, sit down with us and have a conversation to figure out, do you have a retirement plan that's going to work for you in and through retirement? Give us a call, 916-884-2584.
And I want to guide you to their website too. Make sure you have that. It's just monolithfinancial.com. So monolith is spelled M-O-N-O-L-I-T-H, financial.com. And I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Camille today. Jeff and Camille are a father-daughter legacy team at Monolith Financial Group, and they work with retirees just like you. Now, let's get into what you call your Monolith Money Map. We talk about it a lot. This is the retirement plan that you and your dad have worked so hard for to help retirees.
Yeah. So, you know, one of the main reasons we called it a map, right, is because it's about helping you navigate or guide yourself through retirement. So many times I say we get so excited to go on trips and things like that, and we plan, or have these checklists of what we need to pack. And unfortunately, too many times I see we haven't done that for retirement. So that's why we created it. It's our own little checklist, right, for retirement, and to make sure that all the pieces of retirement fit together. I talk a lot about it's your vision. That's the puzzle piece picture, that box on a puzzle. And then we're here to help put those puzzle pieces together. And the five key areas that we really look at when it comes to your retirement plan is number one, income planning. Where are you going to get your income? How much of it do you get to keep? And how is inflation going to affect that? We're going to look at tax efficient strategies. So how do you go about paying less to the IRS? What's the total of lifetime tax savings you could potentially save by working with our firm? Risk management. How much risk do you not only are you taking, but do you actually need to continue living the lifestyle that you want in retirement? And then also we're going to look at healthcare, you know, whether that's Medicare, which we help our clients with all the time, if it's long-term care planning, you know, that is a big piece that we need to decide. How does that fit in? How are you going to pay for those expenses? And then finally, legacy planning. How are your assets? How is everything going to be left once you're gone? How is maybe your spouse going to be left after everything? That's really why our strategy starts with establishing your unique financial philosophy, your why, that true meaning and purpose of your money in retirement, because that's how we want to build out your retirement. So give us your retirement vision, and then we're going to work together to go ahead and create a retirement of your dreams. Give us a call, 916-884-2584. Let's start building your personalized monolith money map today so that you can feel confident, comfortable, and in control in your retirement.
You know, we are, a lot of us, I think most of us, people as human beings are creatures of habit. You know, maybe we get the same thing at a certain restaurant all the time. We take our coffee a certain way. I know I do. Do you, Camille?
I definitely do. I am a black coffee drinker with a sugar-free Torani syrup. That's the way I drink my coffee.
Look at you.
You know, keep a little calorie light.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, the thing is, a lot of times, you know, we just don't like change. We don't want to change things up, like getting a new doctor. That's no fun. And, you know, we're just kind of comfortable with the way things are. But if you're getting closer to retirement, you might want to change some things up. So, Camille, tell us, why is it important to break out of our routine when it comes to planning for retirement?
Well, and I love that you had mentioned doctors. It's an analogy we use a lot because, you know, just like when you were a kid, you go to see a pediatrician, but then you get to a certain age and then you have to go see your GP or general practitioner, you know, because they are the ones that can help you more. So they're more specialized, right, in that particular area of the adulthood portion of your life. Well, that's kind of the same way it works in the financial world, right? And there's nothing wrong with essentially graduating or going to somebody new who can help you in a more specific area of your life. So you've got advisors that are great at growing your portfolio. And then you'll get to the point where you're entering or about to enter into those retirement years. So it's okay to go to someone, you know, where their main focus is retirement planning. And that's what we do here at Monolith Financial Group, is our clients are those that are pre-retirement and of retirement age. And we help our clients get into retirement and stay in retirement. And really what it boils down to is, how do you want your retirement to look? And how are the pieces or the products or the investments, how do those best fit to make your retirement work for you? One of the biggest things I've said is, it's kind of crazy because for most of us, this is the first time we're going to be writing our own paychecks. So how do you make it last, right?
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Now, that's a big question that we get all the time is, do I have enough? You know, where am I going to take, you know, my income from? And that's a, you know, a big area where these retirement advisors like Monolith Financial Group, we help people figure out where we're going to be writing those paychecks from so that you don't run out of money in your retirement.
Yeah, that's so true. Because, yeah, when we go into retirement, we are no longer putting money in our savings accounts. We are taking money out the whole time. So, yeah, that's a huge change. And obviously, we need guidance on that because we don't want to make mistakes from where we take money. It's going to affect us tax-wise and all of that. And that's why we keep telling you that Jeff and Camille, you know, this is what they do. They help retirees. And when people come in, potential new clients come in, what kinds of questions are you asking them to help them transition from their working years into retirement?
Well, that's where we spend our first visit, is the getting to know you visit, pretty much. You know, it's going to be a lot of questions of what's important to you. You know, do you have a bucket list? Are there items that you want to do? One question I like to ask people sometimes is, hey, if money wasn't a factor, what would you want to do? What would your retirement look like? Paint me a picture of that. And sometimes that's a really fun way to start out, because I think so many times people tend to get in their way, or they really maybe haven't thought about those aspects. They're just going, where's that next paycheck going to come from? You know, how is it going to work? And the problem is we're looking at the smaller question. We're not looking at the bigger picture, basically, when we're asking it that way. Because realistically, it's not just about where do I get my next paycheck from now, but it's where am I going to get my next paychecks for the next 20, 30, 40 years? Mm-hmm. Because at this point, we're spending almost a third of our life in retirement now. How crazy is that?
A third. You're right. That's so true. Yeah.
Yeah. So we need to prepare for that. And part of preparing for that is understanding, you know, we've got inflation, you've got taxes that are going to be paid. Taxes don't stay the same for most people throughout their lives. Those change. And we also want to make sure you have fun and you're living in retirement. So you'll hear us talk a lot about, you know, you've got your go-go years, those years that you are more active in retirement, whether that's traveling a little bit, you know, overseas. Then you've got your slow go years where maybe you're not traveling as far. You're staying maybe a little bit more local. And then you've got your no go years. So usually you're not going as much places because either you're done traveling or there's potential health issues or you just don't wanna. But it's important that, you know, we look at what that looks like for you. And that's all about painting that picture of your retirement and then going, so how do we make sure that we can help you achieve all those things you want to do in retirement and do it so that you're confident and comfortable that you won't run out of your monies in retirement. So give us a call at 916-884-2584. You can also text the word visit to 916-884-2584, and you can book a time with us one-on-one. It can be in the office, via Zoom, or even by phone call, but let's start talking about your vision for your retirement.
Remember, monolithfinancial.com too is their website, and there's great information there that you can download at your fingertips. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Camille Butterfield, part of the father-daughter legacy team at Monolith Financial Group with her father, Jeff. So when people come in to see you, Camille, are they kind of surprised that you're not going to start out by discussing any account balances or investments right away?
Yes. A lot of people will be like, okay, so I have this. And I'm like, no, like, I don't need to see this just, aww, you know, yet. And so I'll typically start the conversation. And it's funny, this happened just actually yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
With some new clients coming in. They had come to one of our live events and he was like, yeah, you know, we came in with concerns, mainly her. She's getting ready for retirement. And I was just like, okay, you know, I don't have a script. I've got some questions I'm going to ask you throughout. We might even get to them before I even get to ask them. But, you know, this is just a conversation. We're going to talk about what's important to you. And it was funny because conversations, you know, would go, oh, and then about this and that. Yeah. And they're like, oh, I'm so sorry, I'm jigging and jagging. And I'm like, I'm totally cool with jigging and jagging. You know, I can stay on track and stuff like that. Like, it's fine. Like, that's, you know, a pure conversation. And it's fun because what happens during those conversations is we're not getting canned, quick answers or anything like that. We're spending time to get to know one another. And a lot of times something gets mentioned that makes me go, oh, tell me a little bit more about that. Mm-hmm. Or, okay, because you said this, you know, I've got another question to go along with that. And that maybe is a question you haven't even thought of before. So it's a really interesting experience and it's really fun because we're a family business and we want to treat you just like family. So we're going to get to know you on a personal level. And that's the cool part about being part of the Monolith Financial Group family is you do become family for us. Mm-hmm. You know, you lose a spouse, we're crying right there with you. I did that the other day with a client and I was if you start crying, I'm going to start bawling.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That's amazing, though. And you kind of mentioned it right here that every plan is customized. So, they're not just getting a cookie cutter, like every plan's the same. No, no, no. That's why you get to know them and their dreams in retirement and, you know, just all about them and their lifestyle and everything. And then you and your dad put together a customized plan for them. One thing I wanted to ask you is, do you talk about budget at all during that first meeting? Probably not, right?
I don't talk about budget. Typically what we'll do is after our first visit, if we're like, hey, I think there's something for us to really dive in a little bit deeper on, you know, let us see, you know, what maybe tweaks or adjustments we could make to your plan that may fit you better, more aligned with your goals and your vision. We'll send out a budget worksheet. And, you know, we always joke, we say, hey, I'm not sending this out to you so that you have a budget and you have to stick to it. It's more about understanding your spending habits so that we can add inflation where inflation properly belongs. But then also what's really fun is our planning software that we use. We'll put in, you know, if you want to go to, let's say, South America and spend 3 weeks traveling around, well, we're going to put that cost into your budget where you want to do that in your plan. So it's fun to see, because I've sat with some families and I go, hey, you told me you didn't maybe want to leave a lot to the kids. Well, your plan is right now showing you're going to have quite a substantial amount to leave to the kids. So what would you say if we increased your spending for the next 5 years? And here's how we're going to do it. And it's really fun to see people just kind of go, wait, I can spend more money. And, you know, usually it's the wife kind of going like, all right, I'm going to go on a shopping trip and stuff, you know, or, you know, all of a sudden our clients are going, I'm going to sit more towards the front of the plane when I go and have just a more comfortable experience getting there. And having that empowerment in your retirement is so cool. And that's the purpose, is to give you not the permission, but the comfortability of knowing I can do these things and be okay.
916-884-2584. That is the number to call to get started on your plan with Jeff and Camille. All right. If you're like me, we have one drawer in our home that is kind of the junk drawer. Mine's in the kitchen. It's right next to the refrigerator. And it's honestly where I keep my hot pads. But then everything else seems to get in there, too. You know, I've got lotion. I've got money in there. Just random things. And then you totally don't even know once you do decide to clean it. Oh, that's where that is, you know. Do you have something like that?
Or Camille? What is this?
Or what is it? Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We've got two of them. I've got like these little kind of drawer organizers in there where it kind of creates like three sections.
Oh, yeah.
But it's still a mishmash, you know, but it's a mishmash that
that's organized.
Sort of makes sense, you know? It's
organized.
Like, that's the little electronic bag. This is like our, like, smell good, the candle lighter. This is maybe, you know, some other random stuff, but it's slightly organized.
Yours sounds a little more organized than mine. Yeah, mine, I'll put coupons in there, you know, and then before you know it, I can't even find the hot pad that I need I'm cooking. But okay, so my point in bringing that up is, how many clients come to you thinking that they have a plan, but they really have just a financial junk drawer that needs to be organized?
So I've got to say, I'm laughing because I actually had a client. Well, she wasn't a client yet, but she came in and she had this big old box with her. And she goes, I have this. Please make sense of it. Yeah, it was a box just of like all these different documents, statements, you know, and it was just kind of like figuring out her junk drawer. You know, she knew she really didn't have a plan. She knew she had things, but how they all fit together. So that's one reason why when I'm constantly talking about our retirement plan, I use that analogy of building your puzzle piece, you know, your own financial puzzle, because it really requires, how does everything fit together? When are you going to pull from one account? How much taxes are you going to be taking out? You know, what's going to be used for healthcare? Is there something you want to leave to somebody someday? All those different parts have to fit together and then last you the 20, 30 plus years in retirement. But she was just funny because she had accumulated, you know, a very nice financial wealth for her and her husband. And she still talks about it to this day. I mean, we're talking 6 years plus she's been a client now. And she's like, oh my gosh, do you remember when I came in here with my box and I was just such a mess and I had no idea what to do. I thought I was never going to be able to retire. And she actually retired at the end of February in 2024. So it was very exciting to see her get to that point. And she had a countdown on her phone and everything. So it was so exciting. And she's like, I can't believe I was able to retire with her own personal junk drawer. So it's possible, but it's just about how do things fit together and then working with someone who can help you understand how to fit those pieces together for you personally.
So tell us then, what would be the first step into getting a plan organized so that it's functional for retirement? I mean, you poor thing, I can only imagine if someone handed me a big old box of junk, I'd be going, well, could you go through your stuff first? And organize it before, you know, making me have to do this. But
that's why we're here, because you know what's kind of fascinating is so many times I've seen people and I go, okay, you know, we'll bring out a document. Tell me a little bit about this account. You know, what's its purpose? Why'd you get it? Do you know what investments are in it? Do you think it's, you know, where are you as far as the investment tolerance, you know, from conservative to super risky? And so many times there's a lot of those big question marks or the shrugs of the shoulders, like, I don't know. But that's why we're here. So you asked the first step to getting your plan organized so it's functional is give us a call, 916-884-2584. You know, we are here to help you organize your retirement so that it makes sense for you, so you can navigate comfortably in and throughout retirement. One of the things we promise to do is we're going to give you honest feedback. We're going to ask you a lot of questions, but they're questions that with our years of experience, we know are so important sometimes to really helping to build that plan, right? That is the first step. And we're going to take our time to get to know you and, you know, really just make sure you understand what, why, and how it affects your retirement. And, you know, if there's things you could potentially do better. So give us a call, 916-884-2584, or text the word visit to 916-884-2584. You'll get a link to our calendar and we can schedule a time to talk one-on-one about your personalized plan.
So I want to ask this question. If somebody comes to you and they already have financial products like annuities or insurance policies, something like that, and maybe they want to make some changes, is it possible to do that or is it too late or what?
It's definitely possible. Now, everyone is different, right? So there's some people where you may come in and you've got an annuity and, you know, one of the big things we'll do all the time is we'll actually call that insurance company with you on the line on a conference call and ask the insurance company information about your policy. Like if there's any charges on it, how does the income work? What is the payout rate? Meaning what can you expect this annuity to pay you in retirement? You know, we're going to go through all those things. What are the surrender charges or what is it going to cost you to get out of this? If we decide to go down that route, we had a lot of people over the last year because of where interest rates are, because they're a lot higher right now, actually get out of policies that were only maybe 2 years old or 10 years old or 15 years old because they had an opportunity to get either more income or lock in better growth, and they were still better off from day one. So that's a big thing with, you know, these annuities or insurance products is there are opportunities to move them because you haven't given your money away to an insurance company and now you lost control in most cases. It's kind of fascinating that we're able to do this right now. And, you know, we've urged a lot of people to say, if you have an annuity, no matter how long you've had it, come on in. Let's do basically an annuity checkup and see, is this the best one for you? Or is there maybe something better out there? And you know what's cool is the insurance companies, if we move your annuity to another insurance company, they have their own suitability to make sure that you're better off as well.
Oh, cool.
So, you know, you've got two people looking out for you, mm-hmm. essentially, to make sure the move is correct for you. So if you have an annuity, even if you have a life insurance policy, same thing. We can look at potentially getting you better growth, better rates. But give us a call, 916-884-2584, and let's do a life insurance checkup, an annuity checkup on your current plan.
Yeah. Why not take advantage of it? Why not look it over and see if you could make some improvements for yourself? So take advantage of this offer that Camille is doing today. Thank you so much for being with us. One thing I want to make sure I get in here is when you are working with people and, you know, helping them put their retirement plans together, are they overlooking taxes on their own? Because it's pretty important to be tax efficient in retirement.
Yes, that is a lot of times, I say, one of those things where people tend to forget about taxes or don't want to acknowledge taxes. you know, because so many times, and I tell this story quite frequently because I think it just shows sometimes the impact of, a lot of times it's not even maybe your fault, but we look at, okay, you've saved maybe the traditional way in 401ks, IRAs, 457s, things like that. And then when it's time to take the money out, we forget that maybe the $6,500 that we need in retirement that we're going to be taking from these accounts, we also have to pay taxes on. So that means that we're going to need to take out more than that need, right? Because we have to make sure we take out the taxes. And then what we also forget is tax rates change over our lifetimes. So it's really important to look at the overall effect of taxes. And for a lot of families, it's about an average of about 6 years or so to really get your kind of tax buckets leveled out. And so that way you have a more efficient strategy. We're here to help that. We actually have software we can do kind of your own tax efficient report card on it. So if that is a concern of you, I'm going to highly encourage you to say, hey, I'd like some help with my tax efficiency. What can I do to pay less to the IRS? Give us a call, 916-884-2584. Remember, that number is 916-884-2584, and let's help you potentially pay less to the IRS.
This has been the Monolith Money Show podcast. You can hear the complete edition of the Monolith Money Show every Saturday. And to find out more about the team, visit their website anytime at monolithfinancial.com.
Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated. Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. The firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated.